Welcome to the Church Tech Club Talk podcast, where we facilitate the motto, Ask, Learn, Do More. Our host is Jonathan Lennon, author of Effective Technology and Ministry, a practical guide, and founder of the Church Tech Club. From time to time, Jonathan is joined by exciting co-hosts, product specialists, plain old product users, and special guests to answer questions you have asked, share pro ministry tech developments, and offer inspiration that promotes reaching, growing, and serving people via intentional tech inclusive strategy.
All right, welcome, welcome, welcome. We are welcoming you today to a new episode of the Church Tech Club's Talk podcast. And in this episode today, we're excited because we have some ladies in the studio today to talk about what many think, I'm talking about many folks think, is a super simple technology topic. We're going to talk about something that everybody thinks is just super simple. How QR codes can streamline church processes and, of course, business processes as well, right? Now, before you shut us down and think, oh, that's old school, or you quip something like, who doesn't know what a QR code is? Or maybe you're saying something like, I don't need to hear anymore, I'm out of here. Hold up. It's time for you to see something today. You've got to see how this technology can alleviate some pain points in your ministry areas, like marketing to raise awareness or donations, right? Sharing information quickly or organizing your documentation or inventory and much, much more. So let me preface today's show with this brief story. I'm a stakeholder in the Russell Innovation Center for Entrepreneurs, aka RICE. You may hear it as RICE in downtown Atlanta. And RICE is all about helping Black businesses to grow through a series of programs, trainings, and mentoring services that connects the entrepreneur with successful people, processes, and businesses. And take my word for it, there's a lot of homework, research, concept, and investor pitching, product testing, and whatnot, right? There's a lot of stuff going on with that. And it's all done to help stakeholders to build solid and thriving businesses, right? And at one of the required workshops in the Inspire stage of the program, I met Elise Coleman and was intrigued with the business concept that she shared with excitement. And she brought some other key players in the company with her today, and I'm excited to invite them all to the show. Today, we've got Aisha Henderson, we've got the Chief Technical Officer, or Chief Technology Officer, you may call it in some places, Jamisha Bauer, who is the Chief Financial Officer, the CFO, the Money Lady, and Elise Coleman, the Director of Customer Satisfaction in the company. And she's going to give you a little bit more introduction of each of those folks. But before she does that, I want to just have y'all just give it up for this team, Quick Tip LLC. Come on, everybody, give them a real big round of applause. Oh yeah. Come on, we got three guests today. You can do better than that. Thank you, guys. I hate to cut y'all off, but you know, they deserve it. And Elise, can you tell us a little bit more about all of our guests today?
Sure, I'd be glad to, Jonathan. First of all, thanks for having us here. We really appreciate this.
You're welcome.
Once again, our company is Quick Tip LLC, and we're a tech company that is made up of four women. Today, first of all, we have our Chief Technical Officer, Aisha Henderson, and she is a software specialist, a very talented webmaster, and she keeps us informed about advances in the tech world. She keeps us on our toes, lets us know what we don't know about what's coming down the pike with all these different technologies.
That's good.
That's Aisha. Next, we have Jamisha Bowers, who is our chief financial officer. She is also actually our Rice representative. She was the conduit to you. And I, as in my capacity, have been corresponding with you, but it was Jamisha who introduced us to you. And so Jamisha is our most experienced small business partner. She is the owner of Beauty by Bowers Day Spa in Tucker, Georgia, which she's been operating for over 10 years. Also, Jamisha and Aisha are the members of our design team, and they're who make your custom link pages and tap cards and much more as pretty as they are, and make them match your website and do whatever you want them to do to get your message across. My name is Elise Coleman, and I am the Quick Tips customer service manager or director of customer satisfaction. I provide the golden ager point of view, along with having many years of customer service experience. Our fourth partner is Samara Sharp, and she's our director of marketing and sales. And Samara is she's like the sergeant at arms, and she's really an experienced project manager and event planner, but she was not able to join us today. So together we make up Quick Tip LLC.
Awesome. That's awesome. Well, we definitely welcome you, all three of you. And we give a shout out as well to Samara Sharp. We welcome you as well, even though we know you couldn't be here this go around. That's all right. We're going to probably have you guys back again as you continue to grow, because we know you're gonna scale up even more. So yes. Keep up the good work. Welcome to the show, ladies. I got a brief look at what you all offered. I think when I met Jamisha, shared a little bit, gave me some information, some handouts and so forth. And of course, I dug a little deeper and she shared with me how QuickTip can streamline many things. And we're going to let them dive into that detail in just a minute. I want them to break some of that down. We're going to ask them some questions around that. But they even have a short animated video, which trimmed down for today, gives us an intentional, simple example to churches on how QuickTip and QR codes can benefit churches in collecting donations. So we're going to take a look at the video and dive deeper in just a moment. First, I want to hear a word from one of our sponsors, and then we're going to take a quick peek at that video and get started.
Does your church or ministry have tech questions about a specific product, the right product to choose, or just want to see what others are doing with technology in their ministries? There's a club for that. The Church Tech Club is a community portal where you can collaborate in an ad-free social feed, self-paced learn via video lessons, and discover practical ways to effectively use technology for enhancing your ministry outcomes. Learn more and sign up for free or paid tiers today at thechurchtechclub.com.
Okay, so let's start with an unrelated, I'm going to show the video in a sec, but let's start with an unrelated, happy, personal question first. And if you could choose one, I want each of you to answer this. What would you say is your favorite sport? What's your favorite sport, Jamisha?
I probably share the same one as Aisha, but mine is NFL football.
What?
I'm not a big college football fan, but my dad watched football my entire life, and he, I don't know why he's not a coach. He's got all the answers. He and my uncle, they know everything. So I grew up watching NFL football, and I really love watching that.
Wow. Okay. Aisha?
I'm a diehard Cowboys fan.
What you say? Yes. That's my one of my brothers is a Cowboy fan all the way in, and all his family.
How about them Cowboys?
Okay, so I'm going to assume Jamisha's an Eagles fan.
Actually, they are now called the Commanders, but I am a Commanders fan.
Yeah, okay.
They're always bringing up the rear, but I still love them.
Okay, that's even good. Worse.
Very good. Okay. Elise?
Well, I grew up in Cleveland Browns town with my father having been a football player, you know, a high school football player, an avid Cleveland Browns fan, and plus I just like the way football players look. So I don't always understand everything that's going on, but I do watch from even a newsworthy point of view. I did root for the Eagles.
Okay.
I like the notion of how the quarterbacks are going now and who is a quarterback and who isn't and who's being so successful at being a quarterback.
Okay.
And so I really love that. I like basketball too because I can follow it better, but I will have to say go Falcons and go Cleveland Browns and go Eagles. So I'm a football fan.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. I'm kind of like, I think Aisha said, I'm a lot into college football and all of Clemson. I got my master. So I'm a Tigers fan, and that's tough here in Atlanta. Cause you know, Bulldogs rule.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
So I don't wear my orange too often around here. Say that again.
I've been watching Dion and the Colorado Buffs. They've been doing pretty good.
Okay, yeah. So I'm probably more of a basketball fan though. I used to really like to play basketball and so forth. But very nice, ladies. Y'all are tough. My goodness, football. That's all right. I love it. So that's good. So, you know, our life experiences sometimes contribute to, you know, how tough we are and the things we like and so forth. So I know there's a connection there somewhere. We don't have time to find it on a podcast today, but yeah, I know somehow that you guys are throwing touchdowns and, you know, you're crossing that goal line in your business and all that good stuff. So somehow there's a relationship. I don't know what it is, but we're grateful for you. All right, so I want to share this clip here. This is something you guys gave me, and I wanted other people to see this.
QuickTip LLC provides QR codes with custom design link pages that make it easy for your customers to pay or tip you.
Thanks to the senior choir for the uplifting selection. Can we give them a hand clap of praise? Brothers and sisters, you can't beat God-giving, no matter how hard you try. Can I get an amen?
Yes, Jesus. Amen.
I know you already have your phones out. Starting today, we're going to make giving super easy to do. Amen. Let me just draw your attention to the QR code on the pew in front of you. All you have to do is take your camera and scan our QR code to generously give your tithes and offerings. And remember, the Lord loves a cheerful giver. Deacon Winston, put the basket down. We don't need it anymore, remember?
QuickTip LLC provides QR codes and link pages. The link page will have your multiple payment links for your members' convenience. It's as simple.
All right, that is pretty cool, right? Just, it's an animation. I get it. That's pretty, you know, kind of simple and straightforward, but that's powerful, right? You've got something that kind of gives churches a little bit of an idea of what you guys are doing. And I know you've come a ways since the video, based on what I've seen. But the intent appears to have been to offer a solution to churches to provide a QR code for their congregations to easily make donations, like tithes and offerings, right? We see these codes plastered everywhere now, okay? So if you guys can tell us exactly what a QR code is, okay? And at a, you know, at a high level, list a few ways QR codes can be beneficial to a church. Now, we're going to talk more about the specifics of the QuickTip product line later. But let's first calm any fears about QR codes and share some value propositions. So tell us what a QR code is. List a few ways QR codes can be beneficial to a church.
Okay, I guess I'll take that question. A QR code is kind of like a barcode, you know. It allows it to be scanned by your smartphone camera. And when it is, it goes to a link. In our case with QuickTip, it goes to your link page that we also provide. But it can pretty much allow you access to something digital that's available online. And so your payment options, whatever you your contact information, it's multiple things that can be linked to that QR code. So it allows a digital access, basically.
Awesome. Any tips, not tips, but just a few ways, maybe some value propositions for people to consider using QR codes? I mean, you already really said it in what you just answered, yeah. But any other thoughts Definitely. Around that?
When you go digital, you save so much in the physical paper and things that you would normally use in the physical sense, like business cards that you would have to get replaced all the time or order new ones. In this case, you wouldn't, because you would have it all digital available, and it can easily be changed digitally as well. So you would be able to have programs like announcements for churches if, say, for instance, you're having a donation drive, a clothing drive of some kind, and you want to make an announcement, and you want it to get out, you know, more than just the people that you hand a flyer out to. In this case, it's digitally available, so you just have them simply scan your QR code. Or in our case, we also offer the new tap cards. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, everybody's into tapping now, so that's actually a new way of accessing that digital information.
Right. Wow. Any other thoughts?
It's so many things that can be done digitally that we did old school with the, you know, physical sense, that now we can do digitally. And that's what we want to get a lot of our customers to understand, or our churches even can use it for calendar events. You know, like when they have something that's coming up, they can have it to where it's a calendar reminder that comes up on your member's phone.
Right. Oh, man, that's awesome. That's awesome. You know, it looks like something as simple as a shape, a square. I think you guys had a little circle there for yours.
Yeah. Yeah, it can be unique.
It can be
ours is, right? A custom made one. Mm-hmm. So you'll never see a QuickTip QR code anywhere else. You know, there's the basic ones that you see all the time, the square or the circle. They're pretty colorless. They're black and white mostly. Ours has got color. Ours actually have a design. And we can actually customize it for you to match your aesthetic.
Oh, that's interesting. That's a great point. So
yes.
QuickTip actually can make sure that, you know, there's sort of the branding that you want along,
yes,
with the QR code.
Exactly.
It doesn't have to be plain.
Exactly.
That's cool. So instead of just a lot of dots and lines, you know, it can be pretty.
Yep.
But even if it is just dots and lines and whatever, it's used to make things run smoother, right?
Yeah.
So who would have known, right?
Yep.
Well, we know. But we've got to get the word out, right, about this. Because, you know, we're going to find out more. I want to find out more about how QuickTip got started and what's behind you and your expansion of this technology to help businesses, you know, especially including churches for our purposes today. But you can mention for businesses as well. How can this technology advancement that you guys are doing. I mean, you're really building, because I looked at your website. We're going to show your website too in a minute. But your website shows that you guys are doing some really neat things. In fact, you mentioned some of it already, like the tap cards and stuff, and we're going to talk about that. But how can it help them to accomplish more for God? That's what we want to look at in just a second. And then we're going to really be digging a little deeper. And you guys can go as far as you want on this. And when we get to these next questions about your company, we really want everybody in our audience to hear what you're doing, how you did it, and where you're going to bring things even more to the forefront. So hang on. We got one more ad here, and then we'll go in.
Need to take advantage of technology for your church or ministry, but just don't feel comfortable with all of the techie terminology, or just don't know where to start? Maybe you're wondering how tech and church can be merged for the good of your specific vision. Jonathan's book, Effective Technology in Ministry, A Practical Guide, was written to clarify and simplify how tech can be applied to all areas of ministry to God's glory. Order copies for your church leaders and tech teams today at effectivetechnologyinministry.com.
Okay, so I want to show our audience a little of your website, which also has your logo there. You can see there a little bit about some of the services that you guys offer, telling us how we can stand out digitally. You've got digital business cards, links, you've got chatbots, you've got a lot of different things that you're doing that really helps a business or a church to be able to share what they're doing or make that connection. So I know this is a loaded question, right? But what is QuickTip? What is QuickTip? Tell us about it. Where did it come from? How are you expanding such a basic concept for productivity? Somebody tell us. And it can be multiple people, whoever wants.
I'd like to just speak on how it came about.
Okay.
Because this was a group conversation and evolution. As I said, I'm the old person in the group. And so I was like, we need an app for how to get the average small business or entrepreneur who goes to the flea markets and the food trucks and all that, how they can get paid when people say, I don't have cash, I don't have enough cash. You know, how can we try to help them get their money? You know, and that was really, to me, the beginning of it. And then it went from one person to the next. So then it was Samira and I. Samira is my daughter. And so it went from Samira and I talking about it. This is post-pandemic. And then we start talking to Jamisha. She said, apps are passe. You need a QR code. So I'm like, okay. Aisha says, yes. This and Samira and Aisha were classmates. Aisha is the IT person. So Aisha goes, no, it has to be at least a QR code. And from there, you know, she's been taking us on this trajectory ever since. And so, but it was all about, you know, trying to get that small business person who didn't necessarily have a brick and mortar business to be able to get paid on the fly, who didn't have to carry their little square apparatus and all that, to be able to get paid and not give a person an excuse to say, oh, I'm sorry, I don't carry cash anymore.
Right.
So that's really how I got started.
Wow.
And also, one other thing that Samira reminded me of real quick is the fact that during the pandemic, how many churches began to broadcast online. And that was such a perfect way to still reach your members by being able to broadcast online. And with having a QR code right there, then there wasn't the issue of mailing in your tithe and offering or dropping it by the box at the church. You just, you know, click on the link or click the QR code and you've got it done and it's handled. And that's also what we really liked about it. And the fact that still such a wide audience of people is being reached online every Sunday is really amazing to me too.
That's great.
I'm a witness. I actually attend a church in Atlanta and I live in Austin, Texas. So
okay.
I attend every Sunday. I can participate in any ministry. Actually, I participate in the technology ministry, kind of like you are for your church, probably.
Yes, yeah. That's great. That's good examples there, too. Virtual technology, when you talk about COVID, of course, it really kind of spurred it on. Some were doing it already. For our audience, small to mid-sized churches, that there were not a lot of people really doing it until they were forced, of course, because of COVID, to get into live streaming. And of course, the big challenge was donations, right? Because regardless of whether the church was closed, you still had to pay those bills. You know? So, and then, of course, go ahead and say it again.
You still had the building fund.
Oh, yeah, you still had the building fund. Of course, deeper than that, you still needed to communicate. You know, you still needed to connect with people and things of that nature. So streaming, of course, brought that on to the forefront. But I see what you're saying, and I agree. I think that when you're talking about ways that technology can help churches to be able to, or businesses to be able to get paid a lot easier, I can see that what you're doing definitely brings that out. So that's really good. That's a good start. You guys are
networking. You know, when you want to network with people, you typically give them a business card so that they can remember or have your contact information. But in this case, if you have a QR code that I can scan, or even a tap card that I can just tap on my phone, it allows you to save all that information you just pulled up on your phone as a contact in your phone. So that takes care of that business card not being necessary anymore.
That's right.
That makes us eco-friendly. We save on paper waste.
What are you talking about? Eco-friendly. Oh, my goodness. Yes, that's a great point. I love that. Sharing information. That's another big plus there. Okay. Now, I noticed that you all have some advanced features in your product line, such as, like you're talking about, the digital business tap cards and even AI chat bots. Of course, AI, we had a recent, in our last season, we had a new product that has come out for churches related to artificial intelligence. It's mainly related to videos and sharing the sermon.
I think we watched that one. I saw that one. Yeah, that was very interesting.
Yeah, so it's a big deal with AI, and I see you guys have something in your product, a chatbot. But let's start with the digital business cards first. How are QR codes incorporated into the concept of, to give a church advantages they may not have without them? And I know you said some of them, you can repeat it if you've said it already, but some ways that this is incorporated so that a church has advantages they may not have without it. Okay, I think you mentioned some earlier about the fact that they would save money, they wouldn't have to do things like spend where they didn't have to spend.
Yeah, anything that you would normally do via paper, you know, tangible things like programs or announcements, business cards, things of that nature, those can be replaced with the digital format that we offer. So that saves you money because you wouldn't have to replace those business cards every so often. If you had a change on something, it would have to be reprinted. You know, so that's more money. You don't have to reprint. It's automatic. We can easily go on a computer and change that for you digitally. And any type of, I mentioned calendar announcements or like events, calendar of events that you have at your church. That can be set up as a reminder for your members to get a reminder on their phone if they were to save that information in their phone. So it really works with the smartphone, all the functionality. So whenever you need to save something to your calendar, your phone has a calendar app on it. So it will go to the calendar app and allow you to save that information as a reminder automatically. just by you touching a link on the link page that we provided you. Anything that has your contact information can be shared via that QR code or tap card. There's a link on there that you would tap that will pull up your contact app on your phone and save it as a contact. You don't have to type in all that stuff. You don't have to say, well, what's this number? What's their email address? It all automatically saves for you. And then, that's just the cutting down on the paper waste part. So that alone saves you money and time and effort. It also allows you to have a wider span, a wider reach, you know, because when you're digital, you can easily share that information with the next person digitally as well. Yeah. So there's not only a link to save that information to that member's phone, but they can share it with the next member or share it with someone wherever they're at. You know, so they don't have to be in your face to get that information, you know.
Right.
I'd also like to mention do a QR code for events as well. And so those of us who attend a church, we know we love our church events, our church anniversary, our family and friends day.
Yes.
And those are things we like to share with the community as well. It's not just a church specific type event. We usually are trying to invite people in. Get them to know about our church and our community and really bring people into the kingdom. So with those events, you can put up QR codes and digital flyers, things that will link out to those specific events. We can link out to if it's going to be off-site, like at a hotel or something, the information for parking and the event, the location, time. Again, like Aisha was saying, a calendar reminder. So event QR codes and link pages they go for about 6 months so that it covers the time leading up to your event and even after your event. You can take donations from that link page as well. So everything is basically in a centralized space that can get out to many people over states, really, over the whole nation. You can invite people from here, there, and everywhere and have more people have eyes on the things that you're doing, fundraising, things like that for the community. Get more people involved and share that knowledge abroad.
Yeah, that's an excellent point, too. I can see how a church would definitely be interested in a larger reach. You know, it doesn't really matter what size your church, you really want to reach a large audience. And that's the same way in business, right? You're trying to reach as many people as you can because out of that number is where you're going to get your real number. And so very, very, very good. That's great. Now, I can see a church using digital business tap cards as a quick method of inviting someone to church so that they collect the contact information and or, like you said, a map, right, to the venue. Very cool. They might also be useful as a check-in, right, or check-out cards for youth or adults attending classes. And I'm just kind of going in my mind trying to think of all the things that, you know, we could use something like this for even in our church.
You can be creative with it. That's the thing. It allows that creativity. Yeah.
Your registration form, all of that can be linked out.
Contact forms, we provide that on our elite plan. Okay. It's a contact form. So you collect those people's information. So not just they could get your information, you're also collecting their information.
Wow. Very nice. Very nice. Okay, another great example, right? You're collecting information for the, you know, contact information. This is cool. You know, it appears the use of these tap cards could be, like you said, adapted to a church's specific needs for any quick sharing or transfer of information. I noticed in your animated video that we shared earlier that you suggested having the QR code conveniently on the back of pews, right? Another great idea. Yes. I remember someone mentioned that for, you know, for a link or something that, and I think we were using a QR code at the time during when we first started coming back after COVID. They wanted to just put it on the bench on the back. We never actually did it. Of course, now we've got to do it, right? but we've been talking about it and. You know, another point, and I'm going to come back to that point in a second, but another point is offertory leaders, like your ushers or deacons or whatever, they could, I imagine, could have cards to give to guests, you know, or the code, I'm talking about like your tap card or whatever. The code could be added to the printed church bulletin handout if they're not going to get rid of the church.
Or the envelope. Yeah. You've already got an envelope that says offerings and tithes. You put the QR code on there and they can use it or not use it, put the money in there or scan the envelope and that's it.
Excellent. That's exactly what I was talking about. Something like that. Those are, you know, there's so many ways that something, yes, a technology as simple as this can be, yeah, used. And with QuickTip, you looks like you've got a lot of this built in. You can advise on it, you can consult on it, and help people know how to take advantage of it for what they, exactly, want to do. So that's pretty cool. Mm-hmm. Now, I'm going to kind of go give you an on-the-spot question around this. What suggestions would you have around prevention of security breaches when attaching QR codes, say, to their pew or posting it publicly elsewhere on the campus? For example, their church bulletin board. Maybe they put the QR code up there so people can, mm-hmm, can scan it or whatever. For example, do you have any thoughts around anticipating nefarious actors that might have a skimming scheme which overlays, mm-hmm, the QR code image with their own QR code? Of course, the link in that image would be pointing to a lookalike donation website, et cetera, et cetera. Say it ain't so. This wouldn't happen on sacred ground like the church.
I think about that, yeah, all the time. I send Aisha messages all the time, mm-hmm, about scam alerts, mm-hmm, about all different kind of things that you see, and it really gives me the heebie-jeebies because I know that so much of what we do relies on the QR code. Yeah. So now that you mention it, I guess I would look at maybe putting your QR code behind a plexiglass or something where you remind people not to, if you see a sticker on top of the plexiglass, do not scan it or something, mm-hmm, like that, because you do have random people to a certain extent coming into the church. So only scan under this particular circumstance.
Also, because you want to make sure, I'm sorry, also you want to make sure your branding stands out so that you recognize once you get to that link page who that link page belongs to. So it's not just some random donation link. It's if it goes to a random donation link but it doesn't have your logo, doesn't have the church information, yeah, or, yeah, anything about the church, you know, or, you know, so you got to be mindful of what you're scanning before you, you know, don't just scan and then start typing and giving your information. Verify before you do all that. So you have to do your due diligence too as a consumer.
Yes, correct.
Exactly. And that carry to people of my generation. It's really hard for me to convey that it'll be okay. You just have to exercise the same caution that I'm telling you. Don't click the link on your email. If it's somebody's telling you something is off, don't click that link. Don't call that number. Go to the back of your credit card and call the number on your card. There are certain things that maybe when we reinforce what not to do with the QR code, this will help people in other situations where they have to respond digitally and just exercise caution in general, you know. So we're kind of trying to lean in a little bit more on educating people in general as we do the education about QR codes, also about safety issues. You know, you don't let anybody just take your phone. I saw things where, oh, I got hacked, I got scammed, but you gave someone your phone to make a phone call. You didn't have your Cash App password protected, and they went in there and sent some money to themselves by accessing your Cash App when they were only supposed to be making a phone call. Mm-hmm. So these are things that, you know, people don't want to think about, but it's in your face every day. And maybe through church, this would be one of the first ways to help educate a broad group of people about just cybersecurity and safety mm-hmm. from the beginning, you know, as we introduce this QR code to them.
You said a word, girl. You said a word. Right. Preach.
Yeah.
One thing I'd also like to add to that's quick tip specific is that our QR code is very recognizable. Mm-hmm. It's not like the generic square that everyone has where you cannot tell mm-hmm. that it's
different.
For, you know, mm-hmm. it's specific. Mm-hmm. And I think even in regards to churches, maybe it could even be specific for the church. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Just so that it's not something that can be easily copied. And if you're seeing a generic square or round code somewhere on the church, but you know your code looks like this, don't scan that.
That's
right. That's not the church. That's something else.
Right.
You know, find out what that is. Maybe it is legitimate, but find out from your church if it's legitimate before you actually participate in it. So
awesome.
That's one good thing about having a very recognizable specific code is that you know that that's what it looks like. And if it looks different, you know, at least question it.
Yeah.
Good advice. Good advice. Wow. Awesome. Thank you guys. So This can work for you guys. So our audience out there, you want to take advantage of this. They've got something together here that's going to work for you. So take good advantage of it. Now we're going to wrap up in just a second. I want to get into a little bit of your AI. Just somebody to touch on that, and I'm going to ask each of you to kind of share something specifically about some of the products and services that you have. One more ad, and we are done. We're going to be.
What if I told you there was a way to get personalized, hand-holding support to build a long-term, big-picture strategy for technology in your ministry? Well, there is. The Simple Strategic Approach Masterclass is included in the premium tier of the Church Tech Club and provides direct access to personal training and coaching. The 6 steps outlined in Jonathan's book, Effective Technology in Ministry, A Practical Guide, come to life as you are guided through a series of exercises to help you establish and implement the tech that promotes leading, reaching, and growing people effectively. Learn more and click the Give Me Access button at LunnonServices.com/SSA Masterclass to see a personal detailed video about this service. That's spelled LONONServices.com/SSA Masterclass.
All right, so we're going to close out with some tips and advice, and I want to hear a little bit more about your products and services so everybody can kind of know some of the things you have. And I know we've got your names at the bottom of the screen. I'm just going to call you guys out. Just wave your hands so the audience know who is who. Elise? Okay, that's Elise. Just in case something goes wrong with our images and everything at the bottom. Aisha? Okay. And Jamisha. Okay, so each of these folks have roles within Quick Tip. They can help you out in different ways. So when you reach out to them, we're going to give you their website in just a minute. Now, as we prepare to wrap up, I want each of you to address something about Quick Tip in particular, but also QR code technology in general, and on how it can add value to a church ministry. So we really covered a lot of this already, but you know, it's always good to hear it again, right? So I'm curious about a couple of things. So this is also a chance to enlighten us on some of the Quick Tips features like AI and chatbots and some of the other things that I may not have mentioned. So anyone can chime in, but maybe let's split it up like this. Elise can touch on the way customer satisfaction can be realized if someone took advantage of what Quick Tip offers in terms of QR codes. And when someone uses your service, or you can share a customer success story maybe or something like that. So that's Elise. Aisha, if you can touch on how the technology has been crafted to add value to a ministry or our business, you know, what is it about the website or the services you offer, the tool, whatever that you've built that can add value? And since money is usually an issue, although I realize that the title CFO is usually for monitoring internal budgets, Jamisha, how can and does QuickTip and the use of QR codes help our TCTC Talk target audience, small to mid-sized churches, through savings and added value? What is the savings and added value that we get? So let's start with Elise. Tell us a little bit about customer satisfaction.
Well, when you work with QuickTip LLC, you get what we like to call concierge service.
Okay.
Because a lot of people find QR code technology, tap card technology very daunting. And there's a whole generation of people who think it's nothing and they can just go in and do it themselves, click on whatever company, make their own link page, do everything. But for a lot of people, that's not really practical and they need help. And that's what we're here for, is to help. We will walk and talk you through the whole process so that you understand that you didn't just pay for a subscription and you're on your own after that. We're going to try and iron out whatever problems you may encounter. Sometimes we may even go a little bit farther than we should, because what we do is link. You tell us what you want to link to, and what we link to, you're supposed to already have completed. But sometimes we find ourselves helping you complete the circle and help you with where you want to point our links to. But really, that is something I did want to bring up anyway, is that we send your customer, your church member, to a pre-designated, pre-created place that you want us to send it to. They have to tap on it. So that's one thing. But we do try to help you develop that part too. So we hold your hand through the whole process.
Awesome. Sounds like customer service to me. All right. Next, Aisha.
So as far as our products that we offer and the services, the customer service is always going to make you stand out if you offer concierge service like that. You know, you have a lot of DIY companies that you can go to, like she said, and do it yourself. But a lot of people are not as tech savvy as others, and they need that extra help.
Right.
So that's what QuickTip will do for you. Also, we offer AI chatbots. They're customizable. They're not the typical chatbot you run into on basic websites that will give you mostly generic answers. Our chatbot pulls information that we ask it to pull, like specifically from your website. Or if I have a file that you provided me with Q&As, it will pull from that Q&A file. So the answers that your members will get from their inquiries will be personalized, which is why we call it customizable. You know, it's not going to be basic. It's not going to be generic. It's going to be personalized to your church or your business, whatever it is. So that's what makes our AI chatbot different. The AI part is just the whole, you know, making it sound nice and putting the words together in a different way. But at least the words that it's using, the gist of it is coming from what you provided versus just what it gets off the internet. Our link pages, we try to make sure it fits your branding so that, like I said, in the case of security, your members can recognize your product when they see it. So when they scan it, they're not just going to some place that just doesn't look familiar to them. We want to make sure it matches your website or it matches your church colors or whatever, you know, whatever you have as far as your branding. Mm-hmm. And you really get that with our customer service, because we do consultations, technical consultations with all of our customers, so that we find out what you need. and provide you exactly what you need. And sometimes you don't know what you don't know. So we have that knowledge of what we can do for you. And we'll say, hey, what about this? This might be helpful in this case. Like I mentioned, the calendar invite reminders. You didn't know the QR codes could do that. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. But it can.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Very good. Very good. Wow. Okay. Tanisha, how can we get some... talk about the money.
First and foremost, we know that the bottom line for the church is winning souls for Jesus. Yes. That is why we are going. That is, we're supposed to be spreading the good news. Mm-hmm. But we know that even the church has to pay the bills. If you don't have money, you can't run an effective building or meeting place. So, every church has either a building fund or a pay off the building fund. Mm-hmm. So there's always something that is necessary. You have to have the lights, you have to pay your musicians. So collecting tithes and offering is very valuable and important to the church. We cannot run unless we have that monetary backing. So with QuickTip LLC, we give multiple ways to collect money from your congregation. So if the church has a Cash App, and I'm saying the church, not someone's personal account, but the church has a Cash App account, if they have a Venmo account or PayPal, or whatever the payment options are that the church has available, the person who has whichever one of those can go to that link and go directly to the church's Cash App and pay their tithes. And then, of course, tracking that is something that the church admin would have to do.
Right.
But a lot of churches, I know my church actually has a link to go to pay your tithes. So you can save your debit card, and whenever you get paid, or you are able to set it up automatically sometimes, if you know you get paid on the 1st and 15th, it automatically comes out your 10%. But you can control it to where once you get paid, or if you get extra money in, you can pay your tithes off the top and not have to think about it or wait until Sunday till you get there to pay. It's available to you because you have the information saved. So that is the way that I believe we can help churches get more in, because, between now and Sunday, any number of things can happen. But if the person is ready right now, they're like, I just made an extra $100, or I got my check in and I want to pay my tithes, they can do it right now. So we're praising God for right now money.
That's all right. Tap and go. All right. Yes. I love it. Okay. Very good. Very good. You guys, I think you have something that's really going to help a lot of people. I know we're talking a lot about churches, but even small businesses, businesses that are growing. This is a very, very unique approach, and I'm excited for you all and what you're doing. I believe you're going to reach a lot of people, and it's very scalable. You're going to scale up as well, even bigger than what you are now. But in case our listeners want to follow up with you about something that you've said today, follow you on social media, or get started with your QR code solutions to help them reach more ministry goals, where can they find you online? And I had a link here. You tell me if this was correct. And I have https://.
That's correct.
I'm good. QuickTipLLC.com. So if you go to that link, it should bring up their current website and give you information.
Right. Our contact information, all social media, phone numbers there. To recap that is 404-585-8656. But that information is all under that website, that web address there.
Yeah, all our socials is at QuickTip LLC.
Oh, okay. Good deal. I'll put that up too. And that's At QuickTip LLC. Same.
Correct. Yep. At QuickTip LLC. That's on Twitter. That's on Facebook. That's on Instagram. That's TikTok. Everything.
Okay. There we go. All right. Thank you. So this is really powerful. I'm excited for you guys. Keep up the good work. You have something that is really going to help a lot of people. I love how you have packaged it in a way that you can help folks. I love what Elise said about going that extra mile, the concierge type approach. Yeah. There we go. Yeah. I love that you have the customizable chat bots and the branded QR codes to save on some of the challenges that might occur around security. There's that option as well. Yeah. So you're doing it well. I'm just glad I met you, Jamisha. When I saw what you guys were doing, I knew right away this was something that a small to mid-sized church can implement. It's not a big, it's not as big of a challenge as many times people think it is.
No.
Especially when you have help, when you have somebody.
Well, we do all the work for you. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
Excellent. Yeah. Excellent. That's the way to do it. Wow, what great information. I want to thank you, ladies.
Thank you.
There you have it, guys. Another great episode. Aisha Henderson, the Chief Technical Officer, Jamisha Bauer, the Chief Financial Officer, and Elise Coleman, which I'm going to continue to call the Director of Customer Satisfaction. She makes sure that you get customer satisfaction at QuickTip. Yeah. And all the members of the QuickTip team who shared how QR code technology can be a practical solution for more effective technology in your ministry. Who would have knew? Mm-hmm. Now, I'm not sure if we mentioned it, but a practical use for church facilities management could be a QR code on equipment, or next to control panels. For example, the AC control units that can be scanned to get information for repair or maintenance schedules or even usage video tutorials for a new staff member that doesn't know how to use that particular thing.
So it's all about information. It's all about passing information.
Endless possibilities.
I love it. You're exactly right. So, you know, I'm going to make sure that others that I know about this. Of course, I'm introducing just about everything I hear to my own church, but I'm going to continue to push what you guys are doing, and I encourage you to continue doing what you do, because I know you're offering something that's going to help a lot of businesses and small churches and large churches to go even farther. Now, usually like to add a note that assures our TCTC Talk podcast listeners that we are both balanced and sincere believers, disciples, and followers of Christ. We never attempt to bend the word or the truth of God to fit culture, fads, or styles. We promote holy living and adoption only of tools in tech that can draw, build, and grow people, not attention. All that we offer is a part of that press toward the mark, that knowing of Christ better and better. This is important to mention because some don't believe that modern or digital tools are critical to the church's fulfillment of the Great Commission. I won't argue that you could do it all without any technology. But why? Sure, some have gone too far with tech initiatives, but we know him, and we're going to do whatever we can within the tenets of the doctrines of the faith to make him known. Any attraction we gain is only to detract from the cares of this life and to draw men and women to the Lord. So I hope you gained rich insights from Aisha, Jamisha, and Elise of QuickTip LLC on how QR codes can be a valuable part of the ministry your church is doing. Now, don't forget to get that discount on our Kingdom and Will Christ Repping gear at our ambassadors link, which was kw.churchtechclub.com. Put that up for you guys. And I want to thank you again to the team from QuickTip LLC for sharing. Thank you, guys. Appreciate you. Keep up the good work.
Thank you. Thank you for having us.
Thank you again.
Until next time, God's favor to you.
That brings us to the end of this TCTC Talk episode. Thanks to our guests, highlighted companies, and our amazing audience, that's you, for joining us during today's exciting discussion of relevant technology topics for ministry. We hope the value in this episode was evident and beneficial to you. As always, thanks for listening to the Church Tech Club Talk podcast. Subscribe to our podcast on your favorite listening platforms or find all episodes at lononservices.com/TCTC Talk. That's spelled lononservices.com/TCTC Talk. If you enjoy our show, please rate and review us on your favorite podcast listening platform. Be sure to come back next week for a fresh discussion of technology for ministry. Until then, Jonathan wants to remind you that the Church Tech Club's motto is about motivating you to do three things: ask, learn, do more.